Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Ches in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Mi shiroh es ha-chodesh, someone saw the Levana, saw the new moon. Ve'ein achol lehalach, he can't walk, he's not able to walk. Moilichim oisoy ala chamor, so they could put him on a donkey and to ride him to come and testify. And as Reb Chaim points out, if needed, they can carry him by people. But it's more chomer to be carried by an adam than to be carried by an animal. So therefore, you try to use an animal. Afilu b'mito. If he's sick and they need to carry his bed, they can carry his bed. Im tzudo lahem, tzudo lahem means if there's any ambush that they're afraid of on the way, lo ikhim b'yodam aklos, they can take with them sticks to fight. V'moiso derech echoiko, and if it's a far way and they need food for the way, lo ikhim b'yodam mezoinus, they can take with them food. If the distance is up to night and day, you go to do Bichilo Shabbos, because the Kiddush HaChodesh could be only one of 2 days. The Rosh Chodesh could be either the 30th day of the previous month or the 31st day of the previous month. So they saw the Levana within the 30th day, and they're going to be able to get to Beis Din before the end of the day, so they do Chilo Shabbos to get there. But if anyway they won't reach Beis Din until you reach the 31st day, there's no need for the testimony. Anyway, Rosh Chodesh will be on the 31st day. So as long as it's a night and a day, meaning up to 24 hours, to get to Beis Din, you do Chilul Shabbos. So that's the Mishnah, She'al Mahalach Layin Leviyoyim, up to 24 hours, Mechalim Shabbos V'yoytzim Leitus HaChodesh, and how we know that, Shenema Eilim Odeh Hashem Mikorei HaChodesh, and the Hemshech HaPasuk is, Shetekru Otom B'moyadom, in their time, even on Shabbos. So the Gemara Ma'av Yitzchok Dibra HaToyra B'chol Losho. We find in the Torah, referring here now, not only Torah Shebechtav, but also Torah Shebaapeh, that you use words that sometimes have different meaning, but you use them with what's called Loshon Mushal. You borrow that word to use it for something else. And the Gemara brings three examples. Example number one is the pasuk that says, Ha'ish Mishtai Lo, talking about Eliezer. Usually Mishtai means when someone is in awe, he's amazed. But here, Mishtai means he was waiting for her. So you use that Lashon, even though it doesn't have the same meaning. Another example, what it says, Kol Garav Shumachzik Sa'atayim. So Garav over here means a barrel, even though Garav in the Torah refers to Shechin, refers to Tzaras. So you're using a different Lashon. And the last example is our Mishnah, Im Tzu Dolohem Loikchim B'yodam Aklos. So here it means if there's an ambush waiting for them, so they take sticks to protect themselves, but usually tzuda means that they are going to be doing tzeda, they're going to capture animals, they're going to hunt. So you see, you use words that have different meaning for other mashmos. Says Gemara, Yechol Keshev Shulchan Tashabbos La'id Aleim Kach Bechal Tashabbos Aleim Lo'idiyah Shenizkaimu. Maybe the same way you do Chilul Shabbos in order to come to Beis Din, maybe you also have to do Chilul Shabbos to tell people that this is the Rosh Chodesh, to know when Yom Tov is. Only on the Kriyosim, only making Rosh Chodesh, you do Chilul Shabbos, not to go and announce there was Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the Shluchim did not go out on Shabbos. So the Gemara Shirim Belokish Boi Ktsira Soimer Mau Shetidu Chaye Es Shabbos Bayoyim. Tomorrow in our shifts, we'll see soon the connection to our Mishnah. We're talking here about Ktsira Soimer, cutting the Oimer on Tetzai Nisan, second day of Pesach. You have to harvest the barley, that which was going to be the Oimer, that will be the carbon of the Oimer that you bring to Beis HaMikdash. That happens even on Shabbos, meaning when you do Ktsira Soimer, you have to do it on Shabbos as well. But when is Ktsira Soimer supposed to be? It's supposed to be at night. So the Gemara asks, can I harvest the Oimer in the day? Meaning, if I didn't do it in the right time, I'm supposed to do it in the night, and I wait till the day, is it Doicha Shabbos? We learn in the Mishnah. The Gemara now is quoting a Mishnah Menachos, happens to be that this Mishnah Menachos is in Daf Ein Aleph in the Bavli, which is a Daf Yoimi of today, Hei Nisan. So the Mishnah says, Mitzvah Soy Likzers Balailo, Nikzah Bayoim Kosher. It says in the Mishnah that the mitzvah is to do it at night. But if you didn't do it at night, you should do it in the day. I think one understands, Doicha Shabbos. The same way in the night, you're Doicha Shabbos, the day is also Doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara Kibli, did not accept this riot, because it could be means, if you don't do it in the night, you should do it in the day, that's doing the weekday. But if it's Shabbos, if you didn't do it in the night, you don't do it during the day. He brings a riot from the following. כבד שחשיכו אומר להם, there's another Mishnah Menachos, it says over there, when they did the Ksir Soimer, they made a big asik about it, because the Stuki and the Baitusim were against Ksir Soimer. They felt they're supposed to be only on Sunday, not in a different day. So they made a big asik when they did it. So when it became dark, they started making announcements. I mean, like there was some kind of a recital that the Kotzer did. Omer lehem bo shemesh, you scream out to the people that came around to look at the Ksir Soimer. Did the sun set? Oymein. Bo shemesh, oymein. And the Mishnah says he did it three times. Three times he asked the people around him, did the sun set or not? They say yes. Now the Gemara doesn't quote the Hemshech Mishnah, but the next part of the Mishnah it says, he tells him, Shabbos Zu, is it Shabbos? They say yes. Shabbos Zu, is it Shabbos? We do it on Shabbos? Yes. So it says the Gemara, Amarin Kaim, we say it, it's Shabbos. What are we talking about? Im Lalayla, it's the night of Shabbos. Kfar Uayma, he said Bo Hashemesh. The Gemara understands, it says Bo Hashemesh means is it evening of Shabbos. I'm pointing it out that it's the evening of Shabbos. There was a Har of Shemesh for Shabbos. So what is the next question? Is it Shabbos or not? Meaning this question is regarding the day. So the question is, the Har of Shemesh, that with his Kotzer Balayla, he's pointing out, it's the night of Shabbos. But if he's doing it in the day, you have another question, is it Shabbos or not? This is the Pshat of Reb Chaim, and it's a little hard, this Pshat, because the Mashmos of the Mishnah there in Menachos is that the questions were not said for a certain purpose. It was only to make a big asik. So they asked several questions that were not needed. So the way the Korban Eidah explains it, says, after we said that he asked this question, Shabbazu, that means you could do it on Shabbos, why does the Mishnah also say, V'doiches HaShabbos? We already know he could doiches HaShabbos, because the fact that he asked about Shabbos. So why do we say doiches HaShabbos again? To tell you could be doiches HaShabbos also during the day. Continues the Gemara and says, Dovah shu doiches HaShabbos bayoyim, machshirin maushit itchus HaShabbos balayla. If you could doiches HaShabbos for something, and you need the machshir, you need also the preparation for it to be done on Shabbos. But I don't need it until the day. Can I do it already in the night of Shabbos? Because the fact that I can doich Shabbos during the day, I can really doich Shabbos during the night. Or you say, wait for the day. So Zok Tegmar Davi Beis Amud Beis V'Atanin, we learned, Heimidu Oise Chavitim La'asois Chavitim. It says in the Seder HaTomid that ready in the night, they put the person preparing the Chavitim, which is the Menachos. Why have to do it in the night? Wait for the day and do it when you bring the Chavitim. So you see the preparation for the mitzvah can be done already in the night, even though you don't need it till the day. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya, tipoter bechol. Maybe that's speaking during the weekday, not on a Shabbos. Says the Gemara, b'chir ba'ado, the seder tamid l'avoid is based on kenu, ben bechol ben Shabbos. The Mishnah there says, this is the order of Tomid. In Mashre, it doesn't matter if it's chol or Shabbos, that's always the order. So Mashre, do chavitin, even in the night. Fatarin and Gemara is another raya from Maseches Menachos, because it says over there, katsru, once they harvest the haimer in the night, v'nasnu b'kupos, they put it into baskets, v'viu la'azor, they brought it to the azor, v'yamavim oisoy ba'ur, they singe it in the fire, k'yembo mitzvah kali v'ramer, there's a mitzvah kali which is to singe it in the fire. That's where Ramer learns. So Masha, you do it even then in the night. I mean, they did ksir soimer at night, they brought it to be some English, and immediately they singe it in the fire. Even though you don't need to do the akrava soimer until the next morning, because they don't do carbon before the morning. Says the Gemara, it's not a good raya. Because you start the mitzvah, once you start, you tell him to finish. You start the ksir soimer at night, because that was the mitzvah. So you tell him to singe it also at night. Heisi avyudin kaput kayo komei abyoisi. So avyudin kaput kayo asked for avyoisi. Hagatz v'chol. But what happened? Think to yourself. Shebomen aliyah. What happens if you didn't harvest it that night? Sometimes if you don't have oimer on the field and you have oimer which is already cut, so it's already harvest, you could use it b'dievet. So if they brought him in aliyah, I mean he brought from the storage place. Mikevan shelo yitchil b'mitzvah. That's the gear of Rav Chaim. In normal marek, you tell him not to singe it. We don't find the chiluk. It says always singe it in the night. Mashra, you could do things already in the night. Things that you will have to do in the day, you could do in the night of Shabbos. Says the more hasty Rabbi Yaakov Bar Susi. That's what connected to the Mishnah of Atanino and Shamalach Laila v'Yoyim Michalim to Shabbos Yoytzim Laila v'Zachoidish. It says by us they do chiluk Shabbos already at night. You can walk at night to do Eidus Zachoidish, even though the Eidus can be done only during the day. So here's very different because it takes 24 hours to get to Beis Din. So if he doesn't start walking at night, he won't reach there in the day. So you need the night to get to the day. It's considered to be all one big day. The more brings another answer. I mean, once they get to Beis Din and they say that day is the Chodesh, even though Beis Din will not be Kaddish Chodesh till the day, but it will be Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the night. Retroactively, Rosh Chodesh starts at the beginning of the night. So because Rosh Chodesh starts in the night, so immediately it's considered to be that the Kedusha starts right in the night. So even though the actual Mekudesh Beis won't do till the day, it does affect the night. That's why you do Chil Shabbos in the night, for Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be at the night. With this, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Hadron Loch Perak Arbor Rosh Hashanim, Hadron Loch Perak Arbor Rosh Hashanim, and with this, we conclude Yerusham Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis.